Made it.
That's it.
Okay.
We want to prepare ourselves before the Seder night in order that we should be able to tell a story. Because the Ramban in the Hakdama to Bereishis says that Emunah is built from stories. Emunah is built from that you tell a story. That the Ramban. Ramban says that what means mitzvahs means that you get the mitzvahs, and chukim means chukim, whatever he explains to every part of all these different parts of the pasuk, and then he says, what means teure? What means teure? Mitzvahs, chukim, but what is teure? So teure means, teure, the kavan of teure is the stories of Bereishis, because they are meire anoshim bederich be'inyanu emunah. So I always thought that the kavanah of this Ramban is that you need, in order to learn Emunah Be'etzem, you have to learn Derech Hashem, Nefesh Chai, something like this. But that's abstract, you know. But you need some illustrations which have something to do with the article. You also have in a newspaper once in a while an illustration. Tuna, yeah? Illustratia lo kashur la katavar. But in the Emunah, you need illustration kashur la katavar. So in order to illustrate the Emunah, you need Bereishis, that Avraham Avinu, and he was jumping into the Kivshon HaEish, or whatever it is, that makes Emunah more alive. It's not true. No. Emunah, you learn with stories. And that's why you have to be telling the story of Leila Seder. Sipur, Yetzias Mitzray. Sipur, Yetzias Mitzray. It's not only facts which you put one next to the other. It's a story. And every good story has a theme which goes through. What's the theme of the Haggadah Shel Pesach? That we have first to have clear. Otherwise, we can't really tell the story. Because facts are not telling any story. When you want once... It's a good community, so I can laugh over here, you know. When you once want to commit spiritual suicide, then you buy all the Haggadahs which were ever written and you throw them at you. You'll suffocate for sure. You'll drown. Because all this huge amount of information which is available on the Haggadah doesn't make a story. It makes knowledge. A story doesn't mean knowledge. A story is something develops. This idea which goes through, something develops. So we have to get that in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that there is a story which is told. Now I want to try to understand that. I want to think together about a phenomenon which I understood that only now when I was visiting America, and I want to be ehrlich. That's gone. I want to be ehrlich one with the other, and I want to think together. Yeah, don't take that as a don't be offended, because you call that Americanism, has nothing to do. But I have to explain myself what I mean, so I try to do that. So, and it could be you will tell me in Pesach that's not Nogea. I think it's Nogea everywhere, in Eretz Yisrael, in Russia, in China, in America, wherever you want. There is a problem. Again, it has nothing to do with big houses or things like this. There's a problem of affluence going on, which makes Emunah very difficult. And the truth is, when I go through the community, I a lot of times see people which they are hollow in their Emunah. They are doing the mitzvahs, but the Emunah is hollow. There's no feeling of Emunah. They do it. They daven even. or they do tefillin and the Shabbos, but the emunah, somehow there's a problem going on. I don't know whether over here in Pesach you have this phenomenon too. You have it? No. No, nothing. Do you have any bochim which are noshrim over here? Mata omer. I thought it's only in the other town. You know? It's also in the other town. But there is a problem going on. Let's be honest. And we have to once think, where does that come from? So the point is, according to my opinion, is that a part of that problem, I don't pretend that I know exactly what's going on, but a part of the problem is that we live in a society which you can define yourself. You can live your dream. And you have the possibility, however, to fulfill it. And by us, this is considered godless odom. I am able to really do what I want to do. That's the uppermost godless. And we do not understand this is the uppermost disaster. It's the uppermost disaster because it makes you living in your own world. There's no one else there. There's no one else because you can afford to live in your own world. And according to our opinion now, I think you run for presidency now. That's right. Let's say I will run for president. It's a bad idea. But let's say I will do it. And I will tell you, I want a place where everyone can fulfill his dream. That's like a thing you would all vote for me. Don't vote for me. It's a bad idea. But you would vote for me. You can fulfill your dream. It's the most disastrous statement. It's the most disastrous statement. No. There are other people in the picture. There are other rechoinus. There are other constraints in the picture, which that makes the thing interesting. Not only to overcome that and to rule over it and to be stronger than. And No. No. My world is not all mine. My world is built from that there are other people there. There are other returners there. There are other entities there. That's what my world is built of. And we don't want that. And in a certain way, we are able to do that. And then emunah kicks in only in a very awkward way. Then emunah kicks in that, but you can't be sure that the tragedy won't hit. Wow, you have to daven nicely to the Bnei Rohim. You can't be sure that your money will be stable because that's what the Gemara says, zuzim, because it's zaz, it goes over from one to the other. So you can't be handled, yeah, but you know, I'll give tzedakah, that will be a good melach, you know. Right? Or you say tzedakah, tatzim, mimovitz, you heard that once, you know? The nice emunah, yeah? That. No, there is someone else there. There is a Boreh Olam there. And this is an essential part in our emunah. It's not someone else which will cross through your plans. It's simply that you are not alone in the world. You're not alone. You live with someone. You're not alone. And our modern society is in that sense, you see, affluence is not depending on a big house altogether. Affluence is not depending on a nice car. Affluence means that you have a life which you can think that you can define your life yourself. You make your own definition, or you just call that goals or whatever you want over here. You make your own definition of your life, and you live up to it. And that's the uppermost godless ha'odom. You are a big man. You are always going for your dream. And you pursue your goals. And you are reaching your destination. And that is the biggest man. This is hollow. Empty. Because there's no Boreh Olam there. There's no one else there. It's only your rotzen, and the fulfilling of your rotzen. And that empties out the emune. Emune means that there is someone else in the picture. And not someone scary. No, not scary, but someone else. These are Boreolam in the picture. And we have to give that over to our children and to our guests and to ourselves. Beleila Seidel, that there is someone else in the picture. Yeah? Not that we are helpless, not that we are small. This is the uppermost godless of Klal Yisrael, that this Boreolam entered the picture because of them. The core point of the Haggadah Shel Pesach is this, that the Boreolam, the one which created the world, entered the picture because of the Jewish nation. He was there for them. They were not alone. And in the most disastrous situation, in the uppermost disastrous situation, even worse than the being in Egypt under the yoke of Mitzrayim, that was by the sea, you know, when the sea had to split. This matzav by the Yamsuf was the most disastrous matzav because it was all closed. It was auswegslose Situation. How do you call that? It was a situation without escape. Yeah. Like this island where Mandela was. Nelson Mandela. And over here in America, you have also one like this. You know, a prison on an island which you can't escape. Ah, no. Okay. Vice. Everyone was once there. You know. Okay. So that was like without any escape. You know, you couldn't go straight, you couldn't go right, left, back, top, bottom, everything closed. And what was demanded from Klal Yisrael? They had to daven at that moment. They had to daven. The way the Medrash says, you heard that, Hashmini Eskoylech, I want to hear your voice. So what was this great voice about? The great voice about was that Klal Yisrael was aware that Hashem is interested in them now. In this most disastrous situation, where there was no way out. But you know what? We are still together with the Boreolam, here, now. That what the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is. That's the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what was revealed at the Leila Seidel. And we have to give this story over to the children. And when we read the Haggadah with that background, then we see that the whole of the Haggadah is telling this story. This whole Brais is telling only one thing. That we are a nation which the Boreolam enters the picture because of us. And that's what we want to develop throughout the Leila Seidel. And this is an invaluable message to our children and to ourselves. And we have to know that this is a difficult message today. Because we want today be alone. We do not want that there is someone else there. We want to be alone. And for us, our whole aim of our life is that I want to be left alone. Leave me alone. I'll do good things, you know. I don't want to be isolated, but I want being alone in the sense that I define my own life. It's me which is in charge. No one else. It's me. I am in charge. And this makes the emunah hollow. And we have to work on that. This is a new understanding by me. It was a very new understanding in this whole endeavor of emunah when I heard, or in the last time I also heard in Eretz Yisrael, same thing. It's also very same thing. You call that Americanism, but it's not fair because the whole world is like this. Eh? But it is a attitude to life which makes the emunah empty. Because then emunah is only or serving you, or helping you, or against you. Yeah? That's what emunah is. You're afraid that you shouldn't meet a disaster, chas v'sholom, or you feel that there is a very good one there which will give you, you call that siyata dishmaya. But who wants to be educated? Who wants that Hashkocha Elyoina will educate you? We don't want that. And this is second part. This is the part of this sipur. When you understand that the emunah means a story. So the emunah means a story, it means also your story. That's not what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about in the first place. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about that we believe, we'll speak about that soon, we believe that all of the Jewish nation was there in Egypt and went out. With that the Borei Olam entered the picture. That is the belief. But it's the Borei Olam entered the picture because of our story, because of our history. Huh? That's why he entered the picture. He wanted that the history should be a history together with him. That's why he entered the picture. But also by me, in a personal way, the Borei Olam is interested in my story. I don't know whether you thought once about where is your importance in front of the Creator. Is it your life history or is it your mitzvahs? I don't want that you should think I very much hold of mitzvahs. You know, this is a professional thing by me, you know. I can't really, but I very much hold of that, of mitzvahs. That's not the point. But what do you think? Where is the main interest of the Borei Olam in you? In you doing the mitzvahs and your personal difficulties are only an obstacle on the way and you have to overcome that in order to make the mitzvahs? Or Be'etzem, he's interested in your story, in your life story. So the Machal in Derech Hashem says that Chiddush, that the main part of you in the general plan of the Borei Olam is your story and life. He says the poor person is needed for the Borei Olam because of his savlonis. He has to accept his situation and he has to work on his savlonis, that he shouldn't throw off the yoke of that he has, is needy. Yeah? That's what he says. And the rich person, he has to be good-hearted in order to give to other people, and he has to be combating his own haughtiness, which could come along with the money. That is the work. And there you are needed from the Borei Olam. So the Borei Olam needs your story, your life story. Of course you have to do it with a mitzvah. Yeah? You remember the Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, I will write my life story right without mitzvahs. Because he said, I will have a lot of women, which is also for a melech, and I won't be, my heart will not be deprived. Yeah? But I will do it not in the way of Torah. And there the Borei Olam says, you can't do it. You can't write your story in the right way without mitzvahs. You can't do it. But in the end, what is essential is your story. We don't get that. We don't believe it. We don't believe that the essential part in the Hashkocha is your story. That's our belief. We have to believe in that. That's an emunah that I myself, now you see, you are a big person with your emunah. It's not being small, that I'm a small person, you know, what shall I do? Helpless in face of this almighty. No. I am important because he's interested in my life story. He's interested in that. I have it myself, you know. I told you once, I have children, which they learned in Cheder and then learned in Shivik Tane. And now one of them learns by me in the Keul. So I made in the Keul, I make that they have to present to me their own learning. Because I am, you know, I am Amoritz. I didn't learn Eruvin. I didn't learn for 30 years now. And they have to present Eruvin and they have to learn how to present a sensible thing within 40 minutes in front of someone which didn't learn the sugya. That's very healthy. That's a very healthy thing, you know. So they sit in front of me, and my son and his chavrusa presented to me, Osi avira de haigisu, de haigisu mavatuli. That's a good sugya, that's right. That's a good one. So he was sitting there, and he presented that sugya, and I tried to fight the guy. You know, it's my son, you know. So, brach, and he, vroom, and I, vroom. And that guy knows how to learn. He knows how to think. He knows how to learn. And he has rayas from a rashbo, from a havamina, and he knows how to make that kreshman. I was sitting there, and I walked away, and I thought, you know, it's a pity on me. I'm a Baal Tshuva. That means I was born in a non-from family as far as it goes. My father didn't know what Yom Kippur is. That's how far it goes. Eh? So I thought when I would learn from age 8 or 7, 8, I also would be able to learn. My good friends, Emir Yeshiva, Notem, Chatzel Cohen, Yossel Schreiber, Oshar Eli, those are my friends. So I would also be able to learn. But now, what shall I do? Always gekochte Amoritz, you know. That's what I am. So watch out, what will be with me? Yeah? So I was like zerbrochen. I was like broken. I thought, wow, you know, so you see what could come out from you? And it came out this Gurnish, you know. So I went away. And then I thought again. And then I saw, no. The facts are embarrassing. But the story is great. And the Borei Olam really was interested in my story, not in the facts. The facts are terrible. But in my story, why? Because when I would be in any yeshiva ktana in the world, they would throw me out. No question. I can't tell you what I did when I was 16. It's like a pele. They didn't put me in a madhouse, you know? It's a pele. Because I did all the things you shouldn't do, you know? Against the teachers, and I was rebellious, and I was like not normal according to all the measurements in the world, you know, not a normal guy, you know. But you know what? In this school in Luzern, they looked at me, and I partly didn't go to school, and I was playing the football outside of the window when they had school inside. You know, it was basically a hefker, which I grew up. You know, but what did I do? That was not such. It's not a good thing. But the story was great. Why? Because now I am perhaps a little bit more tame. You can have a dispute about that one, but I can now think about things others don't dare to think about. You don't dare. You know, I have my good friends which are in yeshivas, but they're oomph. In trying to understand a thing which no one dares to think, that's killed by the age of 14. Because they had to learn Baal Peh, the Nesivis, and the Ktzois. And I was a wild guy, you know? So my creativity was still there. And another guy, his brain was just canned by the age of 15. Stapled and canned, you know. That's it. That's what was. So the Borei Olam had Rachmonis on me and made out of that a great story. It's embarrassing, the facts. The facts are embarrassing. I can't tell you all the facts. But I did, that's not big thing to tell you. But the story is great. And you know how many people, they don't see that? They don't see that your life story is important. They stick to the facts and they want to begin a new page. You know these people, which they say, let's begin a new page. How can you begin a new page? How can you turn over a page? Could you explain that to me? How do you turn over a new page and then it's gone? Your past is gone? Whoosh, gone. Finita la commedia. Blank. How do you do that? No. The Borei Olam is interested in your story. Not in the facts. In your story he is interested. That's the emunah. That's your godless. We have to get that. That the Borei Olam enters the picture in our story and in the story of the Klal Yisrael. That's the Leilat Seder. And the Leilat Seder says that Befeirush. Because the Leila Seder says twice, in two aspects, the Borei Olam entered the picture. The first we speak, Avodim Oyinu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim V'Yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Mishom. That means he entered the picture. He entered the picture. That's the message. It's not that there happened the Yetzias Mitzrayim. He entered the picture because of us. And without him entering the picture, that wouldn't work. That's the first we mention. And the second we mention about Avraham Avinu. Mitchilo Oyvid Avoydezoro Ayavisenu, Vachshov Kirvon Amokam Lavoydosu. And both have one theme in common. It's the entering of the Borei Olam, the picture. In Avodim Oyinu, that was he entered the picture because of the history. And in Mitchilo Oyvid Avoydezoro, he entered the picture because of our creation. He created a nation with entering the picture. Those are two things. The Avodim Oyinu is a part of the history. You say, for example, you begin the history like this. Avodim Oyinu Refaru B'Mitzrayim. V'yitzein Hashem Elokeinu Mishom V'yot Chazok V'zoyin Atur V'ilu Loi Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim Hari Onu Uvoneinu Uvnei Voneinu Meshubodim Oyinu Refaru B'Mitzrayim. That's what you say. That's right? Something like this. So everyone asks, but today there is no Mitzrayim. And then you have this existential source, which says, no, but everyone has to get out of his own Egypt. And then you say, that's a tachlis of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Chayef Odom Lira says, Atzme Kilhu Yotzme Mitzrayim. You have to get out of your own Egypt. First of all, the Baal HaGadol doesn't say it. Chayef Odom Lira says, Atzmoi, Kilhu Yotzme Mitzrayim, Sheneemar, Af oisonu hoitzi mishom. Hoitzi imoem. That's what Baal HaGadol says. He doesn't say you have to go out of your personal Egypt. No. He tells you, you were there because you are Jewish and the Jewish nation went out. You were there. It's not your personal thing. No, Baal HaGadol doesn't say it. And in the beginning too, it's not that you have to go out of your personal Egypt. But there's no Egypt today. What's the answer? So you have to read it right. You have to read it with the intonation. He entered the picture. When he wouldn't enter the picture, then no history. No history. That's the point. Then there would be no history. Do you really believe in Darwin? I don't. When Hashem doesn't enter the picture of history, do you know what it would be? No history. Everything would stay static. Everything. And that's what the Baal HaGadol says. When the Borei Olam doesn't enter the picture, there is no purpose of the history. There is no purpose of humankind. There is no purpose of anything. So why should be history? Do you think history develops by itself? Through social tension and things like this. That's what they say. But we say it is because the Borei Olam has an agenda with the world. And when he doesn't enter the picture, there would be no history altogether. Nothing. Nothing would happen. Gur nicht. Shum davar lo. That's the kavone of the Baal HaGadol. You have to enter the picture. And when he wouldn't enter the picture, nothing happens. That's what we say. He has to enter the picture. And that's Chayiv Odom Lira Zatzmekil Hu Yotze Mitzrayim. Now there's a second time he entered the picture, or a first one. That's when he created Avraham Avinu. So the antipode, there's always an antipode of this involvement. The antipode of the history is Paroi. And the antipode of the creation of Klal Yisrael is Lovon. Lovon is the anti-man of the creation of Klal Yisrael. Because when Lovon sees Yaakov Avinu and all his children, you know what he says? There's nothing there. All of these children are mine. With other words, There's no reality of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing there. All of them are mine. So he says, there's no Klal Yisrael there. And Paro didn't go against the Klal Yisrael. He only nigzar al haschorim. Because he says, Klal Yisrael should be, but under my rule. That's called Nekevis. All the girls can't stay, because then I will rule on them. There will be only me, which is ruling. That's right. So it could be the Jewish nation will be, but the Jewish nation will be under my rulership. That's against history. The Bible says no. The Jewish nation is my personal interest in the history. But the Jewish nation is also my personal interest in the reality. I created them from nothing. That's what you say. That mitchilo avida avidozoro yavoseinu v'achshof kirvon amokam lavidosri. But the core point of both of those stories, the common denominator is that Hashem entered the picture. And that is the theme of the whole Leila Seder. By me at home, when I say the Haggadah, everyone, I don't know whether it's over in Pesach too, but it is like, I don't know what it is exactly, but the next day, when you come to Daven and a little bit tired, you know, after four cups of wine or whatever you drink, and then you ask your neighbor, how long did you make Leila Seder? Yeah? So that then whatever, it's like a negative marathon, you know, you have to walk backwards, you know, because when it's till two or till three, aha, till four, wow. You know? So that's what's going on. That's childish. By me, I had never a problem of having afikomen before Chatzos. I always ate afikomen before Chatzos, for sure. No problem. Because by me, it was the point, and I said to Haggadah, my children are very articulated. Yeah? And they speak throughout the whole year. Only one day a year I speak. That's Leila Seder. Because by me it says, v'higadeto levincho, and not v'higid bincho lecho. That's what you do, you know? The Rebbe told me, and the Ganele told me, and they told me, and they told me. Okay, that you'll say tomorrow. Now I will tell you. For sure, I will relate to you. But it's not you telling the story, I will tell the story, you know? And it's not, I relate to the children, and they are very fascinated, but it's a story I tell over, and the story goes quick, you know? I tell over the story, and in the end, he will take you at your ears and slap you out of here. That's the end of the story. He will enter the picture and take you by your payas, or by your ears, or by your beard, or by your nose. He'll take you out of here. That's the story. That's it. He will enter the picture. That's what Leila Seder is about. Yeah? Because that's what the story is about. That Hashem entered the picture. And that's what he wants from the Jewish history. He wants to enter the picture. And he enters the picture in our own life story. He enters the picture for sure in the story of the whole nation. That is the backbone of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. When we are living this story in our own consciousness, B'Leila Seder, we will be able to give over something to the next generation, something which is very, very essential, that we are not alone. We are not alone. Somebody is interested in our story, and this is so lacking today. So lacking, because we don't connect a story of our life to the Hashkocha. We do not. We connect facts, but not the story. A lot of times you see that That's already about emunah in general. Emunah by us in general, we don't see that the emunah is very much connected to the story which happens by you at home. Huh? A story, not a fact, a story. And then a person, for example, has a difficulty. So this difficulty is part of his story. And the Baruch Olam is there. And he speaks to him. And he's developing that story with him. We don't have that. By us, there are no stories anymore. There are facts, good or bad. V or X, that's what our emunah is. I once asked a person, for example, do you make a cheshbon hanefesh? I don't know whether you make that still. But cheshbon hanefesh, that's right? What is a cheshbon ha-nefesh? That you make a cheshbon, what did I do throughout the day, whether it was good or bad. That's called cheshbon ha-maisim. Where is the nefesh? The nefesh is gone. Because you don't think about my story throughout the day. My nefesh is not there. It's all dry, you know. I say, davent vi. Bichas amosen vi. Berodom lechaveiroi. And then X, and this V, and this, and now we have 5X, 7V, and 3 horizontal. Not so good. Tomorrow will be better. That's called Cheshmen HaNefesh. That's called Cheshmen HaMaisim. Cheshmen HaNefesh has something to do with your story. Did I give the Borei Olam enter the picture? Did he enter the picture? Did I think once about him? Did I daven with the consciousness that he's interested in me? Did I do that? Was I really living this thing, that my own life story is so important that he is interested in that? Did I live in that way? We don't think like this. And whenever we have something bad happening, Chas v'Sholem, then we don't see that now the story is not such a good, in not such a good chapter, but it's a good story. It's an educational story. It has a purpose. The Borei Olam is there. We don't see that. Yeah? We do not see that. So that is a big part of our emunah, that we should see that the Borei Olam enters the picture of our life history, or of the history of Klal Yisrael. I think that's the message of the Haggadah of Pesach. I think that's a very big thing. It's a very essential thing that we should be able to give that over B'Leil HaSeder. When you read the Haggadah in a way, I think it's the right way to read, then you see that. Yeah? I know it sounds like, where do you see that in the Haggadah? So that's why I try to write a perush. I think I brought a sefer here last year, something like this. The Haggadah of Pesach. That's right, or something like this. No, I brought it now. I wrote the Haggadah of Pesach with a perush which explains that. So bigger Talmid Chachomim than me, they said that when they read this perush, the first time they saw that there's a story going on, because it was one retzef, you know, it's one thing. You read that through from the beginning till the end, vroom, goes through. And then you see, that's one thing. It's one theme which goes over. Yeah? That was the tryout to write the Perush of the Haggadah. I brought that with me, so it's a little bit, I'm ashamed. I took it, I say it now, but Rabbi, my good friend, Bo Fogel, which is the son-in-law by Klein, his brother-in-law made chasana just now, and he wanted to give out the Haggadahs by the chasana. That's right. So he didn't give out all of them. So I told him, okay, I take the part you didn't give out. I take it back. So I took it back now, and I brought it with. So there is on the back. It writes. Wedding thing, but it's only in the back, you know, so you can cover that, you can erase that, you can do whatever you want with that. So excuse me that I bring such Haggadahs, but it was a pity. So it's by him in the, I told him I will speak about the Haggadah over here, so let's take it, you know? So I took it with me, so, and you can take it there. I give it to a discount price. It's only $10. It's a whole safer. $10, not so much. Too much? I don't think so. Too much? I don't think so. It's a nice print. It's a nice print. I made the layout myself, so whenever I will get out of business, I will be a layout person. So I try to do that there. So when you want, you can look it up, and it's understandable Hebrew. I hope so. I don't know how it works over here in America, but I hope that this should be clear. There has to be a theme in a story. A story is not an accumulation of facts. It's a story. And I try to do that you see the story of the Haggadah of Pesach. So I think in that way, we can really give over something to our children or to our next generation and to ourselves, that we believe 100% that the Borei Olam is part of our personal story, is part of the story of Klal Yisrael. I think that's the message of Leil HaSeder. Ad kam. Okay? 9:45, ganz gut. Yeah.